And then I opened my press conference by talking about being molested as a child when I was 9 years old in my best friend's house after school. My mother, I was reared by a single mother who was working as a teacher. And after school every day, I went to my best friend's house. And in Philadelphia, these were two-story houses, and we were playing upstairs, and I decided to go downstairs into the kitchen to get something to drink. And her father grabbed me, tongue-kissed me, started fondling me. I was nine. I was terrified. I didn't tell my mother. It didn't happen again. I was not raped, but I was violated, and I was terrified, and I thought I had done something. He never approached me again, but it's really clear to me I didn't do anything to deserve that. And as loving and caring and supportive as my mother was, I was afraid to tell her.
When did you tell her?
She saw it on the news when I was mayor. I had never discussed it with her. My mother and children saw it on the 6 o'clock news the day I talked about it. And I moved on with my life as an adult. But I remember that day, and I can only imagine what it takes for a young woman who's been raped, sexually abused, beaten, psychologically abused, to get on with their life. It is not an easy thing to do. I don't tell that story because I want any sympathy. I just want to tell you that's what happens, that we suppress the bad things. Now, I got over it, I think, emotionally.
Is that part of the reason why you still are so involved?
I hope that I'm still involved because I'm deeply concerned about human rights in every element. I hope that I'm involved because I actually believe the minister and pastor at my church who said that I am my brother and sister's keeper. I hope that I am involved because I internalized a deep sense of responsibility for a broader community as a very young person.
Are you seeing a new generation of leaders? Because you've been doing this for a long time. Not to say that you should stop, but does that concern you? Who will continue this?
Oh, I think young women are very concerned about this. I think they are actually more aware of what's going on because they are so much more tied to technology and the internet. They see it faster. They understand it. And they support public leaders who speak up on the issue and take action.
You still keep a sort of a watchful eye from a distance on what the city of Atlanta is doing with this issue?
Well, Atlanta has a wonderful tradition of mayors support each other, but from afar. And I appreciated that when I was mayor from Sam Massell for a limited time from Ivan Allen and Maynard Jackson when they were alive and Andrew Young. So I really don't pay attention much to the details. I am hopeful, and I believe that Chief Turner and his leadership know about the issue because I know they heard me talk about it and were there when Chief Pennington and Chief Dreher and all of us collaborated with Stephanie Davis and others to institute some changes. So I am hopeful that they are as vigilant as they need to be, and more vigilant even than when I was in office.